What if the secret to lasting love isn't about communication techniques or compatibility, but something far more fundamental? After 4 decades studying thousands of couples in my love lab at the University of Washington, I've discovered that trust, not communication skills, forms the bedrock of successful relationships. Using sensors measuring everything from heart rates to subtle facial expressions, I've developed a mathematical trust metric that can predict with 85% accuracy which relationships will flourish and which will fail. The revolutionary insight? Betrayal acts as a silent poison in failing relationships, often unrecognized by both partners. The good news is that even severely damaged relationships can be revitalized by rebuilding trust. This isn't theoretical. It's backed by rigorous research and mathematical calculations derived from observing real couples navigating the complexities of love. Trust isn't just a feeling. It's a state where partners willingly change behavior to benefit each other. Consider Jenny and Al's house cleaning dilemma. Without trust, they're like hostile negotiators, each maximizing personal benefit. With trust, they clean together because each views the other's well-being as essential to their own happiness. Using game theory mathematics developed during the Cold War, I analyzed how couples navigate conflicts of interest, creating a trust equation that measures relationship health on a scale from 0 to 100%. Trust measures connection depth, while trustworthiness indicates willingness to sacrifice for the relationship. My self-assessment helps couples evaluate their relationship's trust through questions about emotional security, faithfulness, and mutual support. Scores below 52 indicate serious problems needing immediate attention. 53 to 105 shows moderate trust with improvement opportunities, and 106 to 210 reflects deep trust and a strong foundation. What's your relationship's trust score? During conflicts, couples move through 3 emotional zones: nice, neutral, and nasty. Even the healthiest couples experience anger and serious disagreements. What sets successful couples apart is spending sufficient time in the nice box, characterized by mutual respect and affection. The unexciting neutral box proves crucial for relationship health. Happy couples spend about 65% of disagreement time in this zone, compared to 47% for unhappy couples. They remain calm while disagreeing without disengaging. Their physiological measurements stay steady during conflicts. Though rarely celebrated by therapists or media, the ability to argue without emotional escalation strongly predicts relationship success. All couples occasionally enter the nasty box, but troubled relationships get trapped there. These couples experience flooding, a powerful physiological stress response where hormones increase heart rate and blood pressure, making rational thought nearly impossible. When flooded, partners either attack or stonewall, creating a toxic cycle that's difficult to break. Affairs develop gradually through small steps that begin well before physical intimacy. The betrayal typically starts when partners stop sharing important feelings and needs, creating emotional distance that makes them vulnerable to outside connections. Take James and Marion. Career changes created insecurities neither expressed. When James met June, their innocent friendship evolved into emotional intimacy as he confided in her instead of his wife. Though physical involvement came months later, the betrayal began with emotional withdrawal from his marriage. This follows a predictable cascade. Partners stop confiding in each other. One begins unburdening to someone new. A wall forms between the couple while a window opens to the outside confidant. The unfaithful partner begins rewriting relationship history through negative sentiment override, magnifying their partner's flaws while minimizing strengths. Protectiveness is seen as controlling, affection as clinginess. The potential cheater begins to distrust their own partner while crossing boundaries in a gradual process. Intimate conversations, lingering touches, brief kisses. Even before physical consummation, the capacity to love their primary partner has been severely damaged. Sexual infidelity isn't the only relationship-destroying betrayal. Other trust breaches often go unrecognized yet cause similar damage. When couples remain stuck in conflict, the issue may be these hidden betrayals rather than simply growing apart. Conditional commitment appears as, "I'm here for you until someone better comes along." Partners may flirt and signal availability without crossing the line. This superficial commitment means any stress can quickly erode intimacy. Platonic friendships become betrayals when boundaries blur. The guideline is straightforward. If your partner would be uncomfortable witnessing your interactions or hearing your shared confidences, the closeness has become problematic. Hidden friendships, discouraged questions, and emotional fantasies about the friend signal a non-sexual affair. Other hidden betrayals include chronic deceit, even harmless lies, forming coalitions against your partner, emotional absence during crises, sexual withdrawal, contempt, unfairness in responsibilities, and broken vows. Like affairs, these betrayals stem from negative comparisons, measuring the relationship against idealized alternatives rather than appreciating what exists. Despite therapists emphasizing communication techniques, words alone can't prevent relationship breakdown. Many couples learn to say the right things without true understanding, like memorizing foreign phrases without knowing their meaning. True intimacy requires attunement, understanding each other's emotional depths and expressing that knowledge through both verbal and nonverbal channels. The main obstacle to attunement is meta-emotion, how each partner feels about feelings. Cultural, gender, and family differences create disparities in how comfortable people are expressing emotions or responding to their partner's distress. Some view emotional expression as weakness, others as essential to connection. Research identifies 7 universal emotions: anger, sadness, disgust, contempt, fear, interest, and happiness. Each serves vital evolutionary functions. Anger protects boundaries, fear ensures survival, sadness facilitates bonding. Yet many grew up in households where emotions were considered dangerous, creating patterns that shape adult relationships. When George withdraws during conflict, Angel sees abandonment rather than his attempt to regulate overwhelming emotions. George interprets Angel's emotional expression as manipulation rather than a bid for connection. Breaking this cycle requires developing emotional awareness and creating safe space for vulnerability. How might your own meta-emotion style affect your relationship? Recovering from betrayal is difficult but possible. Research shows couples dealing with affairs can achieve the same relationship satisfaction through therapy as other troubled couples. Recovery requires complete honesty. The unfaithful partner must want to recommit, while the betrayed partner must determine if they can truly forgive. My approach involves 3 phases: atone, attune, and attach. Rebuilding trust begins with the cheater's continuous remorse despite skepticism. The betrayer must remain patient and non-defensive, recognizing that the affair has triggered post-traumatic stress. Atonement includes thorough confession, transparent behavior change, understanding what went wrong, exploring reasons for returning, and establishing consequences for future betrayals. After tentative forgiveness, couples build a new relationship through attunement, developing a sense of feeling known by each other. Sharing vulnerabilities prevents loneliness and invisibility that enable betrayal. True love honors each other's unique qualities and vulnerabilities. The greatest gift isn't perfect communication, but reverence and gratitude. By rebuilding trust through consistent actions, even deeply wounded relationships can reconnect.